All right, yeah. So this video, man, I was watching this female dating coach. Her name, what's her name? She's on YouTube. Apolonia Ponti. I don't know how you say. She's some Spanish girl. Not a bad looking girl. She's a little older. I think she's like 30, 32 or 35 or something like that. But she's not a bad looking girl. And to be honest with you, a lot of the girl's stuff is it does have logic. So speaking from the terms of a female who's trying to give men dating advice, I say she's about 85% of the way, all the way there, I would say. And but see, the last 15% are like very vital things that will horrifically, have a dude messed up. You see what? And see, and that's the part that she's missing. But I guarantee you, she has a high clientele because she's an attractive woman, and she does have some logical core. She's getting, like, let's say if she was baking a cake, she has, all the ingredients, but she's missing half of the sugar, and then the half of the sugar that she is using is like equal. And she mixed it with brown sugar. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's got most of the cake together, but that last 15% is like the core of the whole cake being messed up. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, she's definitely more. This video has 400,000 views, 428,000 views. She's definitely more successful than I am. And congratulations to her for a. However, she can make it work, go for it. But I'm going to tell you, okay, because I'm watching this video, says the number one thing that kills a woman's attraction. And I'll be honest with you, at the core, she has it, but there's intricacies inside a man who that turns that man into that guy. And I'm going to tell you who that guy is. That guy is the guy, okay, pretty much me in my beta days. That's who that guy is. Me in my beta days, the guy who will linger around and wait for a woman to text him back, 2 and 3 hours later, or 24 hours, 48 hours later. See, that guy. That's that guy. Like, and see, this is see, and women don't understand. See, women don't understand it until like it's like truly happening to them. And then but this, when it's truly happening to them, they don't know how to maneuver because they're in it. You see. So, see, her number one thing that she said that kills a woman's attraction, which is right, is insecurity in a man. Money, height, body shape, all that helps. But like I said before, like what in my opinion of what separates alpha and a beta is that man's self-confidence, and also like how he recovers from taking a blow to his self-confidence in a woman's eyes. Cause see, like women, children, they're the same thing. Women, children, dogs are the same thing. If a man freaks out, they're completely uncomfortable with that man. See, like men are, I mean, long story short, men are pretty much gods to them, to men, to men are pretty much gods to women, children, and dogs. Because the second we yell and we for real yell, like their whole mental being is just messed up, and they're looking for the first way out if possible. So like we it's, I mean, essentially we are in theory, we put the fear of God in them based off of our confidence. So I agree with her on that. The confidence is totally I say that is the number one thing. If a woman can be attracted to you, that is the number one thing that will destroy it. I agree with her on that. Now, what I did not agree with the woman that was on, she was reading through somebody who emailed her, for like dating advice. And it was a guy. He had emailed her and said like he was talking to a woman. The guy was really into this girl. And from the beginning, the girl was on some old I don't know type stuff. And you know what I tell you guys? I tell you this. If at any point a woman pulls this I don't know, I mean, if it's not like asking her where she wants to eat, something like that. But if it's like on relationship level, she's on some old I don't know, maybe. And she's like, she's always kind of aloof. dump that shit immediately. Dump it. It's done. Because, see, that's not cute. Because, see, all that is, I'll tell you all that is, when women start doing that, that is the equivalent of an insecure 13-year-old girl who needs that validation of somebody chasing after her. You see what I'm saying? And now, also, on the flip side, and I hope I wouldn't be mad if she watched me talk about her like this. Also, see, women who do stuff like that, there is a guy who she knows she wants that. You see what I'm saying? There is a guy that she knows that she wants. Okay, because I am that guy right now to two women. And I'm telling you, because I've been on both sides of this. Now, I am that guy who literally, okay, let's say if this, I'm just using that as an example. Let's say you go out and you see this girl, you like her, and you try to talk to her, and you know what I'm saying, you're trying to get her worked up and blah, 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 and you finally get her to go out on a date. Now, okay, I'm the dude that's literally got her legs behind her back, long stroking her, and while I'm long stroking her, she's telling me the whole conversation that you two had and telling me why she's afraid to go out with you for whatever reason or why she's considerate and blah, blah. And after I'm getting done long stroking her, she's cooking me eggs and bringing me out scrambled eggs and toast after I get done long stroking her. You see, and the same thing with this girl, because she's doing the same, all of them. Like, bro, there's a man who she knows she wants. And you have to accept that it's not you. That is the hard part, I think, for men in dating. And that's how this is where men become that guy, because they don't want to accept that, okay, the guy she wants is not me. Okay, okay, and to put it off from my perspective in life right now, I am not that guy for every woman on the planet. I'm probably not that guy for a lot of the women on the planet. But I am that guy to these women, these two I got right now. Okay. And the reason I'm talking about these two, because these are two, I have three, like we hook up and have threesomes together and stuff like that. But whenever a woman, I'm telling you, if a woman is taking you time, if a woman is ever either kind of being aloof with you, or she's, you know, also, you know, not texting back, and you know, if she's not texting you right back, or calling you right back, or like you knew she like legit was busy and had to call you later. Like for instance, I had another girl; she just flew back to her country, and she was like legit busy for like a day. She was on the flight like the whole day getting back, and if she got, I know she was like worn out, tired, and then she had to meet her family, so it took her another day to text me. That's acceptable because I knew what she had to do. You see, but if it's clear she's just going to work and coming home and chilling. And you know what I'm saying? And this type of stuff. And then when she does finally hit you back, it's some one word letter, blocker, done. Because I tell you exactly why. Because there's some dude like me who's got her legs up in the air and she's telling that guy all your conversations. And he knows everything about you. All right. So this is why I say never, ever see the problem with females try to tell men things. See, females, they're still withholding parts of their game that they don't want to get exposed. And I'll expose it, all right? Because I know what that's doing. You see, because like I said, I am that guy she is texting back. You see, like she may be hitting you back with one word answers and hitting you back an hour later type of stuff. And you sitting around, dang, why didn't she text? She still ain't text me back. You know what I'm saying? You drive to the store, check your phone, she still ain't text back. Hey, there's a man out there who she is texting back for. I guarantee you that. I promise you that. And it's not you. All right. So the hard part to keep you from becoming that guy is remember this. Remember, when you talk, and it happens to every man. It happens to every man. It happens to me. I'm sure it happens to every rich, poor, tall, skinny, whatever. This happens to every man. You like a girl, you texting her, and she's just not feeling you. Watch her actions. If she's hitting you back, if she's not hitting you right back, or like when you call picking up every time, or calling you like right back and sitting on the phone with you for however long you want to sit on the phone, if she's not doing that, there's somebody who she's doing it for. Remember that. And that will keep you from turning into that guy. I'm telling you, every single time that happens with a woman, I don't care if you go through the next 9, 12 women and that same scenario pops off and you text her and she ain't texting you back, or she does some one word, two word response, block her. Don't get mad at her. Don't ask her what's going on. Don't make a scene. Cause see, all those three, see, with women, it's all about emotions and reactions and how did that person react? That's what it's all about with women and children and dogs. When they're dealing with men, it's all about how the man's going to react, blah, blah, blah. Now with a woman, you see, with a woman, you can still save it, possibly, if you just, like I say in my previous videos, you are always better off just walking away. Don't say nothing. Don't make sure she's seen you walking away. Don't say anything to her. Don't throw a conniption fit. Don't get mad at her. Because whenever you do something and it was clear you tried to get her attention immediately, see, all that does to a woman's brain is validate that she was higher because she was able to get that emotion out of you, and you're lower because you had that emotion for her. You see, and it just kills your value in the dating world. Whenever you do that, don't ever, when you get mad at a woman, if you can help it, let's say we all have bad days, we all have bad days. It happens. You may just flip off. But in most of the cases, like, if you can help it, just when you get mad at her and she does anything you don't like, get up and just walk out quietly. And that will hurt her the worst. Now, she may not freak out and chase after you at the moment. She may not call you the next day. But I'm telling you, you will be better off in the long run for your personal mental health and the chances of her waking up. You will be better off by just ghosting her. Just and I'm telling you, I promise you, you will be in a better situation. I guarantee it. See, and it's the same thing like when men try to date women. See, a man's not going to tell all the tricks to the woman. Like I said, now I'll tell all the tricks. Like I said, man, like, man, listen. I'm thinking of another story right now where I was doing this one. I was banging this one dude's girlfriend. And again, I'm telling you, when women do that, a lot of times they'll keep it hidden from the primary guy, but the secondary guy, she's going to tell him everything. You see, everything. The secondary guy, he's going to know everything about you. Everything about you. Like, I remember I was doing this one dude's girlfriend, and like, I didn't even know that she was his girlfriend. It's kind of a weird story, but we all knew each other. We would hang out, and like, I thought everybody knew, because the girl, like, perfect example, like, see, she was his girlfriend, and there was that situation. She never had sex with him. He always paid for everything, took her out, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was the beta bucks. He did everything. She, you know, barely ever slept with him, maybe less than a handful of times. And I was younger because they were 25, 26 at the time. I was maybe 18. She would drive over. She would call me all the time. And she was like a hot girl at the time. She was like hot. And I mean, like, smoking hot. And she would call me on the phone, and I would be so nervous to talk to her, because at this point in my mind, you know, she was just out of my league. I was terrified to talk to this woman. And if my family members watch this, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. I was terrified of this woman because she was like Beyonce. I was terrified, Beyonce in her prime. I was terrified of this girl. And she would call me like three or four times straight. I wouldn't pick up the phone. And my cousin said, look, I understand if you don't want to talk to her, because like, he knew what it was. She was out of my league, and I was just terrified. And he understood it. So finally I picked up the phone and we kind of talked to her. And she would drive over, because I was still living at home. My dad, she would drive over to my place, pick me up, and take me to a hotel room and buy me beer and have sex with me. So I thought everybody knew. Because to me, at 18, that's like the world at 18. You know, she bought you beer. She's driving you places in her car. And her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought everybody knew. So I told her boyfriend, and I didn't know it was her boyfriend. And he got upset. Like, luckily not at me, because he definitely could have beat me up. It was nothing. Like, it was no contest. If we had a fought, like, I would have woke up in the ER. I'm not one of those type of dudes who said, yeah, we would have squabbled. No, I would have been like, remember that episode of Martin? I don't know if you guys ever watched Martin, but when Martin got in the boxing ring and he fought, it was at Tommy Hearns, and he hit him with that uppercut and he woke up with that big head. That would have been me if I had a fought with him. But luckily, he took it out on the right person. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna take free sex if I can get it. You know, so he took it out on her. I don't know if they got into a fight or anything, but yeah, man. And like I said, and she told, like I said, man, she like the what I it was a too long didn't read version. Man, if a woman is not respected, if at any moment you're talking to a woman and she's not giving you the respect that you feel like you deserve, there's a man she is giving that respect to, all right? And he didn't have to work half as hard as you had to work for it. Remember that. That's going to, and hopefully that will keep you from becoming that guy. You see, because and the other influence, specifically with American men, because I grew up in North America. See, I know how rough it is to find a halfway decent looking woman in America. And a lot of guys are putting up with a lot of complete crap from women because it's just the reality of the woman, of the female situation there. Most women are just fat and gross in America. It's just the reality. And the UK, I didn't grow up in the UK, so I'm not going to try to like speak too much on them, but I can speak for the US. Most women are just fat and gross. So by the time a guy gets any kind of attention from a decent looking woman, he's willing to put up with, you know, tons of crap out of her because It might be 6 months before we find another one that looks half as good as her that pays him attention again. Who isn't, you know, who doesn't already have a baby and all this other stuff, or married, or got a, you know, a boyfriend who's known to beat up guys she has sex with and all that. See, like here in Europe, like here in Prague, every time you get on a train, you're gonna find at least, I say out of every 10 you walk past, I say at least at minimum 6 of them will be good material. At least 6 of them will be good material at minimum. But see, in America, like, because it's just the basic math in America. I think, was it 66% of women in the U.S. are obese, right? So just at face value, that leaves you with 33% women are legitimately can possibly be legitimately good quality. But see, man, when you dive deeper in that math, well, you got to count the single mothers, the mentally ill, the drug addicts, women who are, you know, above 45 and just old that fit into, you know, that, you know, woman category. And once you take out all those extra, you know, problem women, you're left with like out of every 10, maybe 0.3 will be worth your time. So that 0.3% of women, they're just getting hounded by billions of men all day long. So their ego is just inflated like crazy. You know, it's awful. That's another girl texting me right now. It's ridiculous, man. It's like, see, like here in Europe, they don't have this problem. It's pretty much the other way around. You've almost got to go searching to find a woman who's just hit. like I'm sure there's areas where it's probably more prevalent than others, but for the most part, like when you hit up like a city center, like I'm in Prague. I mean, if you're in like a capital city, oh yeah, it's pretty much the opposite. Like, you're going to have to search to find a woman who's just hit, who's flat out hit. But they do exist. But compared to America, it's bizarro land. It's completely bizarro land. But yeah, when you end up being, they don't end up being, like, and I'm sure there was some part in my life where I was that guy, but like, I was never like that super duper desperate that I can remember. I'm sure I probably was, but I just can't remember now off the top of my head. But I was never like just that like willing to deal with whatever this woman has just because she's. I had one beautiful girlfriend when I was in college, man. Her name was Brittany Napier, and I can't find her on Facebook for nothing. But that girl was like, I'm telling you, that was the type of girl that you would go outside. Okay, when you were on college campus, you would walk down to campus and see her, right? And then you'd be like, yeah, that girl's beautiful. Now, I ended up talking to her, getting her number, talking. I did have sex with her. I had sex with her twice. And I'll go into that later. But I remember, like, guys used to go, oh, man, I just seen the most beautiful girl in my life. I was like, yeah, she had on a pink shirt and blue shoes. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's Brittany. I know. Like, the most beautiful man. Like, I know she has about 8 kids by now. But, yeah, man, because I remember I got her phone number, and I remember the first red flag because I was texting her. And this was when Gold Digger came out by Kanye West, that she gave me money. That Gold Digger song by Kanye West. So I made a joke with her over text. Say, are you a Gold Digger? She got real mad. Like, you have a Gold Digger. But then, like, yeah, I think I hooked up with her twice in my dorm room. She came over in the daytime because they didn't check. Okay, in our dorms, like, it was separated. In this specific dorm room, was like only men was in there, but they would only check at night. So she came over in the daytime twice. But yeah, man, like, I learned a lot, man. Like, so I'm rambling, but yeah, man, like, I learned a lot with because I learned a lot because I don't know if I'm a good looking guy or maybe it's just how I carry myself. I don't know because I don't think about myself. But I was lucky enough. Nonetheless, I was lucky enough to experience the realities of dealing with women. Of all different calibers, like from college educated to doctors to heroin addicts. I was lucky enough to experience it and also be mentally aware of what it was I was seeing and truly, you know, diagnose it. I was really lucky. Now looking back on my life, like I was really lucky not to be that 33-year-old guy who like refuses to wake up because it just hurts too bad, you know. Like, God, all the traps I probably should have fell for and didn't. Like, now I'm thinking about it, like, I should have been involved in dealing with women. And I just, man. I tell you, I remember the first time I got my heart broke, right? The only reason I felt like my heart was broke, that was super dark. What if, like, a crazy man just, like, popped out the back? It's not that dark here for real. Like, I can see clearly in there, but it looks dark on the screen. But I could see it. What, like a crazy clown just like popped out like whap. But no, like I remember the first time I got my heart broke, man. Like, and you know what? Like my heart was broke. I'll tell you exactly why my heart was broke. Because the first thought that I had when my heart was broke, and if anybody's interested in me going into that story, I'll tell them like what led up to that. But when my heart was broke, the only thought that I had in my brain was, dang, I can't get reliable pussy anymore. That was like the only thought I had in my head. It was not like I missed the woman. It was not like, oh, I'm going to miss like laying up next to her in bed and watching TV. It was nothing like that, you know. It was, what about I don't have reliable pussy anymore. Because I was like 19, you know, like, and I was always a beta. I was just lucky to get into that other world. Like I said, I don't know, do women think I'm physically attractive or it's how I talk or it's how I walk? I don't know, honestly. And I don't care because I never wanted to gauge myself based off of, you know, qualities. I just live and just be me and just work with whatever result I get. Type of thing. But yeah, that's just me, man. But yeah, so back to the original topic. Like I'm ran long now. But yeah, like just remember, man, if there's a woman you like and if she's not respecting you how you think she should be respecting you, given the reality situation, like I can see if you're like just starting out talking to her, she's, you know, she's a little, you know, a little hesitant, a little hesitant. That's understandable. But if it's like going on for, you know, I say any longer than 2 days and it's still going on, look, there's somebody she's getting pounded out by like in that time period. Okay. Women very rarely genuinely are alone. Like she's not hooking up with anybody. She's not dating anybody. She's not talking to anybody. They very rare, like the only ones, like who, especially if they're still young and attractive, like there's something seriously wrong with her if she's not always talking to somebody. Okay, so you gotta remember, man. If I say give it 2 days of her being like a little bit aloof. In the reality of it, personally, I don't deal with aloofness at all. I don't deal with it at all. I don't like now I've grown because like I've lived too much and I've seen too much personally. If I text a woman who I just met one time and if she doesn't text me back within, I say 5 or 10 minutes, then I just delete her and block her and move on. That's me, because like I said, I've just lived too far and hooked up with too many women, and I know what they're doing, you know, like behind closed doors, and you know what they're not walking around talking about and what they're talking to their cousins, nieces, and aunties about. See, I set in on those conversations. I know what they're talking about. So personally, my personal rule of thumb is this. If I text her and if she don't text me back within, now granted, like if it's like Christmas, like, you know, actually the girl texts me right back on Christmas. But if it's Christmas and she's probably, you know, with her family and traveling and stuff, then I'll be a little lax, you know, given the context of the scenario. But like, if it's like, you know, April 14th at 7 p.m. and I text her, and if she don't text back within 10 minutes, I just block her and move on flat out. That's just what I do. That's me. But yeah, don't become that guy, man. Like just, God, like I've watched so many dudes. I remember I had one dude, man. God, he like, you know how you know how many times I had a woman give me oral sex or pounded her out and busted all on her face, and she just straight wiped it off. And like, she's in my car, and I gave her a ride like to go to some dude's house or something. And she walked, and the dude comes and meets her and kisses her like, "I love you." Like, I'm like, "Bruh, are you serious right now? Like, are you that serious?" Like, see, I just like, I mean, I took one dude's girlfriend from him. That was real bad. That was real embarrassing, because that dude, I took one guy's girlfriend from him. Like I said, no, don't get me wrong. I don't want, my everyday life isn't like this. It sounds like, because I'm just bringing up the highlights. But I remember this one dude, man, I took his girlfriend from me, and that dude was so strung out. Like, I remember one time he called, right? And I had her next to my front door. Like if I always end up like usually I love doggy style, but like every time something crazy happens, it's like when we're like face to face and I got her legs. And I'm like doing her by the door, and he called on, you know, and this is when smartphones had come out. This was maybe like, what was it, like maybe like 2012, maybe. And he called, and she just answered it and put it on speakerphone, and he's getting mad, like, "Hello, hello, hello, hello." And I'm just like, and I know he can hear the stirred macaroni and cheese, because it's just like I'm pounding her out. And then after we finished, he called back. And the dude, I mean, it was nighttime. It was like maybe like 1, 2 o'clock. The dude was so strung out that he lost his girlfriend, that he was sleeping on park benches, like legit. Like he would go outside and he was just so lost and messed up. He was sleeping on the bench in parks in the city. Like he was done. He was gone, man. Like, that was sad. That was brutal. While I'm in there busting nuts all in his girlfriend. Like, that's bad. See, and that's what I'm saying. And that's going to be you if you don't watch it. That's going to be you. You're going to be that dude. Like, you'll be, "Oh, God, where's Susan? I'm going to sleep on this bench." Like, that's going to be you, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, man, this is why I say the second anything sounds, feels, smells off, bounce on it. Bounce.